I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. We often hear people saying that all you need is love and peace and comfort, but don't you all agree that all this love and peace and comfort doesn't necessarily needs to come from people? Sometimes a little chocolate or some cake or some malai tikkas and kebabs and makhnis just help you boost all of it and instantly you start feeling better. Welcome to Business of Brands podcast by Chi Cafe. In today's episode of Hear Me Out, we have with us the very talented and equally cheerful chef Smriti Sikri. With her Ghaziabad-based business venture called Sims Bakes and Cuisines, she is all set on a journey to deliver homemade, healthy and very, very delicious food to people. And all that reflects in her tagline, which is Ghar Se Ghar Tak. Within just a few years, Smriti has managed to achieve some extraordinary milestones with her amazing customized menus and supreme taste and awesome quality and timely deliveries and whatnot. Hi Smriti, I'm so happy to have you here. What's up in life lately? Tell us your story.
Thank you, Chi Cafe team, for bringing me on podcast. I am postgraduate and a Montessori trained teacher, happily living with my two kids and a service class husband and father-in-law. We are typically a Punjabi wali family who enjoys bonding together with all great values. Life was been sailing smooth and I was much into my core field of Montessori teaching in playgroup with Jiti Goenka. But my mother-in-law diagnosed with a serious neuro problem, which made me to prioritize my schooling job and just get into caring of her and plus many other responsibilities. Though there was a craving to make my career move forward, and that's how I started learning baking cakes and journey moved on.
Smriti, I truly congratulate you for starting your business and finally following your inner calling and your passion. Take us through a tour to a day in your life. How does the scene look like?
One man army is the word to start my day, especially weekdays. I guess all the women around is doing the same task, you know, setting home agenda works, personal work, kids, everywhere, you know, it's the same thing. But if you ask me, yes, my work and starts from day routine itself, sipping cup of tea, mobile phone scrolling session of setting day agenda, allocation of day works to helpers, preparation of food, setting up kids to day schedule, sending my husband to office, and then the work part. If it's a general day, then my task to align and prepare orders as I receive. But at occasion times, season's greeting times, like then I have to do lot many advanced preparations so to avoid any last moment hassles.
There's this very interesting work-life balance that you have sketched out there. And like you also said, you truly are a one-woman army. What is your most favorite part of it all? And are there any challenges that you struggle with?
Perks are my kids and husband who always support me with my innovations and creative ideas to serve delicious cakes and recipes to my customers. They sometimes tell me, they say, no mama, this is not good, you should not send it. Oh, it's very nice. So the feedback is from my home itself first. Challenges is something I do not consider myself as a relevant word. I already mentioned earlier that I am an optimistic person who have a craving to do something great and smart work. So challenge definitely will come in every of the field and in every of the work.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. Wow, you smell of optimism, Smriti. What's your favorite client-related story? I'm sure you have some really amusing anecdotes to share.
There are many real-time tickling moments with mix of emotion and pressure on quality and timely delivery. I still remember my first corporate bulk order for 80 plus employees, including food and the celebration 5 kg cake for the event. With all goosebumps, all items were set out for delivery, and during loading of the order, due to negligence of my helper, cake got torn. And seeing this, I was like speechless. Cake was the attraction of the success party. Somehow I convinced my client to allow me to give 2-3 hours and request to postpone the cake cutting after the lunch. That was the time when I just know that, you know, these things can also happen, and then you have to manage the things on time without giving pressure to the other person. And I did. I'm like, within 2 hours we set that cake, and again I sent that cake to Noida, although it was delay, but then the food was good and everything covered up. But yes, these challenges, of course, we have to manage.
And you manage that really well. Smriti, do you have any final words for our listeners?
When you aim yourself to set the directions, to hit the success for yourself, then move forward and do not even try to look back. Be with you and do your best.
That's very well comprehended, Smriti. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all these experiences with us. All of you do check out Sims Bakes and Cuisines on all the social media platforms and order from her. She bakes lovely cakes and all her goodies are amazing. And just a huge shout out to Sims Bakes and Cuisines. You are doing amazing work. Congratulations. I am your host Shruti, and we were in conversation with Smriti Sikri from Sims Bakes and Cuisines. Keep listening to Business of Brands podcast by Chee Cafe.